Hi, welcome to another edition of Resonate with Edgell and Davis. I'm Owen Edgell.
And I'm David Davis.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, good.
Long time no see.
It's only been like a week or so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Time flies, doesn't it? Time flies. I don't know, but there is a school of thought.
It's not even funny.
As we get older, time flies. I think everybody's aware of that. So when you're 16, you just want to be 18, so it's dragging until you get to 18. When you're 18, you want to be 21, so it's dragging until you get to 21. And then when you get to 21, you want it to slow down. But it doesn't. It goes fast.
Do you remember, like 6 weeks holiday at school?
Yes.
It just seemed forever.
Yes. It dragged.
And then now...
just goes like that.
6 weeks, it just disappears.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not sure if you're a parent with a kid that's got 6 weeks off, though, and I'm not sure whether that disappears so quick.
It probably doesn't.
But yeah.
Particularly if you've not got the means to do the things with the kids that, yeah, you know, you'd, yeah, like to do. It probably drags. I'm not laughing at the fact that it's dragging, but I've experienced it, and it's...
Well, a friend of mine, he's and his wife, they live in Mallorca, and he came over a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, when the kids go back to school, we have a back to school party.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. They just live it up. Champagne.
Right.
Back to school party.
Wow. Well, I've never heard that. But I can understand it.
Yeah.
And I suppose a lot of people can understand it as,
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's too much. It really is too much.
So when are you having your back to school party?
Yeah, yeah. Good on that. I never heard of that back to school party. Yeah, cool.
So what's today's topic?
Today's
topic. To get people talking. Get us talking.
I want to talk about, or get your views on, Dean, and everybody else's views on a subject matter called the self-image.
Okay.
Now, whenever I speak to someone, or whenever I'm delivering a workshop, most people will say that they've got various things going on for them. They've not confidence. They've not got any self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
They're not resilient enough to speak the truth. They're not assertive enough. Should I say they're not assertive enough to speak the truth? They're not resilient enough. And how can I sort that out? This is what they say. And I say, you haven't so much got a self-esteem problem or a confidence problem or a resilience problem. You've got a self-image problem.
Right.
Right. And again, I get people looking like that.
Yeah, well, I would look like that as well.
And you was looking like that. That's why I said it. Right.
What's wrong with my image?
It's the way we look at ourselves determines how we feel about ourselves, which then determines what emotions we're suffering from. There is a book here, and it's called Psycho-Cybernetics by a guy called Maxwell Maltz. Phenomenal book. And again, it was only when I got this book and I started to read about this book, or read the contents of the book, that I realised that I never had a confidence problem. I never had a self-esteem problem. What I had was a self-image problem. And in this book, he talks about, and I'm saying this because I want people to buy it, because, again, if it's helped me, it can help you and everyone else. In this book, it states that there was one scene where a woman went, because he was a plastic surgeon, Maxwell Maltz.
Okay.
As well as a personal development guru, as it were. And a woman came into his surgery one day, beautiful woman, he said, states it in the book. And he said, you know, how can I help you? And she said, I don't like the way I look. I want you to change the way I look. And he said, and it was at that time he realised that it was her self-image and not the way she looked. So what he did do, he started to talk about her image and how she saw herself. And as a result of that, she didn't go through the plastic surgery because she didn't need it. what she needed was for somebody to talk to her about how she felt about herself.
Well, the only reason why I'm laughing, because it's a topic which is it's crucial to one's development as well, isn't it?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
But the reason why I was laughing, he was a plastic surgeon, and he's telling her not to. I mean, they wouldn't be in business. He would, or did he? Did he get any business?
Well, he was but a plastic. It was a no. You're right. No, you're right to bring that up. No, it's funny. It is funny. It is funny. It is funny.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
But he was obviously an organic plastic surgeon in terms of not just taking somebody's money.
Yeah.
To turn and say, well, I need a nose job, or I need a, you know, my eyes done and stuff like that. Yeah, you need it done. He was more authentic to turn around and say, look, there's nothing wrong with you. Have you not thought about the way you think and feel about yourself?
Well, shouldn't they all be saying that, though?
Yes, but because we live in a sick society, as I keep mentioning, Dee, because we live in a society where people are not nice with each other and everybody's trying to get from each other, that's what happens in the vast majority of cases. But thank the gods for this guy, because he then transformed the movement, as it were, that when people go in to get any form of surgery, one of the first things, I think it's on a criteria list, one of the first things that the doctors need to speak about that individual... Yes, is, why do you want this surgery? How is it impacting your life? And then as a result of that, speaking about that individual's self-image.
Yeah.
And if it gets to a point where that doctor, who's got morals, is thinking, no, I really don't want to do this, then he'll say, I can't help you. And that's the way it should be. And then you get the more unscrupulous ones who'll just do it for the money.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. But that is the key with a lot of people. It's not so much the issue of a lack of confidence or even a lack of money, Dee. Think about it on a higher level. If somebody's, you know, not got any money and they say to you or anybody, I can't seem to make any money, it's not because they can't get the money, it's how they see themselves doing whatever they need to make that money is stopping them from making that money. It's about the self-image. So if we can think about that from the point of view where and start to work on our self-image, then everything else will take care of itself. It might sound like a bit of a utopian state, that, Dee, in terms of all you've got to do is work on your self-image, but it is an actual fact. If I work on me, in terms of how I feel about me, everything else that I do will start to replicate how I'm feeling and not the other way around. And that is the key. So I think to get your views on it and everybody else's views on it, in terms of whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through, can you resonate or does it connect with, do you know what? Yeah, it was about my self-image. It was how I saw myself. And then I started to put labels on it. And the labels got in the way of what it really was, and it was down to the self-image.
And I suppose you could put that with a multitude. I mean, I know we're talking about the physical aspect of plastic surgery. Because he was a surgeon, from that book. But if we look at it in terms of us as a human being,
right,
where we want to categorise ourselves as a man, a woman, the bino issues that we have, all of those things is about self-image.
Right.
If you want to better yourself in life, that is also about self-image.
Right.
Because you look at yourself as, well, I want to be a millionaire one day. So what do? You dress as a millionaire. Well, you believe so.
Right.
You look at a magazine. I'm not going to mention any name magazine, but look at a beauty magazine. Mm-hmm. And they've got beautiful clothes and all the rest of it. So what do? You go out there because you want to look like that.
Mm.
Because of what you believe is your self-image, portraying that self-image, you want to look like, I don't know, Taylor Swift, or you hear one look like Brad Pitt or whatever. You know, he get the hair, David Beckham haircuts. Remember back in the, when he was, everyone's getting a, and again, is that because they're not being true to themselves of who they are?
Yeah.
They want to portray themselves as being someone who they're not.
Correct. Correct.
They're not working on themselves. They're working at looking like that particular individual,
right,
because that particular individual might be successful.
Right.
Or that particular individual might have something that I haven't got, but I want to strive to.
Mm.
And as you quite rightly said, the sick society that we live in, that's how our brain is wired to naturally do those things. We look at TikTok, we look at, you know, YouTube, we look at all of those channels that are giving us a false sense of who you should be. And therefore, you portray that, you project, that's been projected to you, and you think, well, that's what I should be looking like, that's what I should be doing. And then you're not looking at what you really, who you really are, to develop your own self-esteem and your own self capabilities.
Yeah.
You're trying to be something else that you're not.
Yeah.
Is that what you, is that what you're
spot on?
Okay.
Because an individual, which has happened to a lot of individuals, D, an individual can go out and get, as we mentioned in this book, some work done on the body, right? And all of a sudden they've had the work done. And they thought, before they got the work done, they thought that that would bring them that inner salvation. They thought that that would That's make the them feel better.
That's the change they're going to get. Yeah.
But in the vast majority of cases, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say all cases it doesn't work. And that's because they're not doing the inner work. They're just doing the superficial work. So as he said in his book, phenomenal book, you haven't got a beauty problem. You've got a self-image problem. But how many, like you said, how many of those unscrupulous people are going to say that to individuals?
Just to get...
It's all about the dough. So they're not going to turn around and say, Luke, don't go this... Don't be like me. You mentioned Beckham, right? I remember, and you obviously can remember, and everybody else maybe can, back in the day, as soon as he got a tattoo, everybody else got tattoos. It just seemed to be like almost overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoos on the neck and everything, and I'm not against tattoos. But it was just like, I could see it, even in them days, I could see it. I thought, wow. When he shaved his head, everybody shaved their head, right? But it was all about them trying to, as you mentioned...
I didn't shave mine, though.
There you go. It was all about, D, them trying to be different to the way they were, thinking that if they could be like that person, it would change their self-image, change how they felt about them. When in most cases, it doesn't. It just perpetuates it.
Mm-hmm.
So... For me, it's all about doing the inner work. How we do the inner work, someone mentioned on a previous, some comments on a previous episode about, you know, we talk about issues that come up, we talk about, you know, why they come up, but we don't really give people tips in terms of how they can transform it. And I disagree with that, because we do it all the time. We talk about doing the inner work. It's all about doing the inner work, whether it's reading a book, listening to a podcast, whether it's self-reflecting, it's all about doing the inner work on myself or yourself. How am I feeling today? I'm not feeling too great. Why am I not feeling too great? Well, I really don't know. So let's like delve a bit deeper in terms of why am I not feeling too great. Maybe it's because I've not got much money. Maybe because, you know, I live in an environment which isn't conducive to me and I don't like it and I feel like I should be. That's doing the work. And it's not about spending loads of money to do the work. There's no magic wand. It's doing the inner work and looking at ourselves to the point where we get to a point where we think, do you know what? I feel all right. I don't need to get any plastic surgery, a person says. I don't need to dress like you mentioned Taylor Swift. I don't need to be like that. I just need to be like me. And all of a sudden, I'm now exuding confidence. I'm now exuding self-esteem and resilience and assertion. But I've not had to do anything in order to do it in terms of externally. I've just worked on myself. And that's what he was alluding to and what he's alluding to in this book. It's about doing the inner work so we can be in a situation where any trends that come around, we can say, yeah, that's nice and I'll do that. Or we can certainly say, no, I don't want to do it because I'm happy within myself. So it's all about the self-image. Once we work on our self-image, everything else in the external world changes, not the opposite way around. And I think that's key, Dee, to labour the point that most people who watch our show or watch other people's shows or go out and about, most people haven't got the issues that they think they have. Primarily, what they've got is a self-image problem.
Because of the lack of ability to kind of see themselves for who they are.
For who they are.
And what they are.
Because other people and the media and everywhere else, as you mentioned, are saying, be like this, do this, and you'll feel like this. Nobody's saying, look at yourself.
Look at the work that you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you were talking, and because we were on the plastic surgery aspect of it, I was thinking of those of you that may be old enough to know him or to have known of him, Michael Jackson.
Right.
That just came to
classic.
Mind. It just came to.
So glad you mentioned that.
Just came to mind.
Classic.
Because, and again we've mentioned this in the series prior episode prior to this one, a trauma. And he went through, as a young boy, a lot of trauma with his father.
Right.
Right?
Right.
As a young kid.
Yes.
And none of that was dealt with.
No.
So he wasn't able to kind of work within himself.
Right.
Because he was put through as a child, you're going to be a star. You are a star at 9 years old, whatever it was. And you have to continue to be a star at 12 and at 14.
Right.
Because we need the money, Michael.
Right.
And then it just got worse and worse and worse. This trauma building up inside of him, and the self-image saying his dad telling him you've got to be a superstar. Obviously, led to him being a superstar, but it wasn't probably who he really wanted to be.
Right. Right.
Who knows? Right. We don't know.
Right.
He would have been a star in his own right.
Yes.
And then that trauma that he had within him led him to have nose job, chin done, cheeks puffed out, all these things to make him be the star his dad on this image, the dad probably drilled into him that he had to become.
Yes, yes. That is a classic example and a classic case of someone who is not au fait with their self-image. And as a result of that, what we see is what we saw within him.
Yeah.
That's the classic
and
case.
And we also saw the crazy things in him
as
well.
Yeah, yeah.
Dangling babies out of the...
Right.
Stuff like that. You wouldn't normally know... Normal human being, without trauma, would do something like that.
Right, right.
They wouldn't.
Yeah. Or with a different way of looking at themselves in terms of their self-image.
Yeah.
But you hit the nail on the head. I'm glad you mentioned that.
I know it's kind of exaggerated away from us day-to-day individuals.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we look at that as an example,
yeah.
And if we look at that as saying, well, if it happens to someone like that, it can happen to me.
Yeah. Happens to all of us, Dee. To one degree or another, it happens to all of us.
Looking at a self-image, who do we want to be?
Yeah.
Do you want to
be
someone else?
Right.
Or do you want to be you?
9 times out of 10, most people want to be someone else.
And if you want to be you, what are you going to do to find the true you?
Yeah.
What is it you want from yourself?
Right.
Rather than looking at a page in a magazine.
Right. Or listening to what somebody's saying or being in a situation where you want to be like someone else in your particular group maybe. And it's not about that, as you say. It's all about how you look at yourself, how I look at myself.
And that's important. That's important for the youth growing up today.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
You know, because I remember as a child, as a kid, I say a child, you know, 15, 14.
Yeah.
You're looking up to another person, you're thinking, wow, I wish I was like him.
Right.
Wow, I wish I could have his shoes or, you know, wow.
Yeah.
You're always constantly.
Right.
And it's no kind of different. You live in a 4-bedroom house, you've got a BMW and a Mercedes. And then next door, the guy me, I've got a Morris, I've got a clapped out banger.
And I'm going to say Morris Minor then.
I was going to say, but a lot of people won't know what a Morris is. A clapped out old banger instead. Should we just say, I don't know, a right. Ford Fiesta that's like 20 years old.
Yeah.
And you're living next to a guy that must, you're thinking, well, I want to be like him.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to be like him?
Yeah.
Are you going to steal it? Are you going to kind of...
Right.
You're going to... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And all the while, even before you get to that position of that what that person's got, you're feeling bad about yourself.
You're feeling envy. Envy. You're feeling bad.
You're feeling bad about yourself.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to.
No.
If you were,
yeah,
you could be happily living next door to that guy with the Mercedes and the BMW in your clapped out Morris Minor Ford Fiesta and just thinking...
You're all right because of your own self-image.
I'm happy.
Because you're happy.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Because you're happy with yourself.
I don't need it. I don't need one.
Right.
I don't need a Mercedes. Yeah. I don't need a 4-bedroom house. I'm happy here.
Yeah. But how many people, this is the key to bring this thing down for a landing, D. How many people on this Western Hemisphere do you feel
I'm glad you said Western Hemisphere, yeah.
Who are like that? Who can just turn and say, yeah, well, they've got that. They've got this. I'm just happy with the way I am. Not many.
Yeah.
It's the minority.
Yeah.
And what we want to try and do is try and change it where everybody starts to look at the self-image in order to improve themselves rather than to think, I want to be like her, I want to be like him, I want to be like them. And then we're going to find ourselves some way of eliminating stress, confidence, self-esteem, resilience, assertion, because we're feeling all right.
You're comfortable
ourselves.
With
yeah.
you,
yes.
yourself and right. your image.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I firmly believe. So this book will go a long way of just making people realise that this is something that we need to work on, in my opinion. Like I say, if it can work for me in terms of me getting this knowledge and transforming my self-image, it can work for anybody else, D. I personally believe. That's
in,
it for
in,
me.
In the words of Michael Jackson, I'm looking for the man in the mirror.
There you go.
Find out who you are.
Yeah, that's definitely
the true you. Don't look at anyone else's reflection. Look at your own.
Yeah. And don't be afraid of what you see, because whatever you see that makes you feel uncomfortable, if you work on it, you can go beyond it, and then you'll feel better.
You'll be happy with it.
As a result of it. You need to say a few words.
I do. As always, my few words. Please like, subscribe, and share. And please, because we want to engage with you, the viewers, so please make share your comments. If there's anything that you wish us to discuss about, yeah,
let us know.
All you need to do is just drop us a line. If there's anything that in that particular topic or any other topic with any of the episodes, just drop us a line in relation to how you feel, what your thoughts were, because we want you to kind of have that engagement with us so we can both get through the lives that we've got with a capacity knowing, you know, we can share each other's thoughts and feelings. And if we can help in any way, shape or form to empower you, empower your friends, it goes a long, long way.
It really does.
To makes us a better pair. and we hope it makes you the best version of you as well. So thanks for tuning in and goodbye.
Bye from next time. Until next time, should I say?
Yeah, and goodbye from me.